Hello and welcome to Uta's Snippets. Yes, congratulations to the women's football team winning the European Championship second time. They need a special song, don't they? I think there's something. Maybe there's a new one. Maybe the new song from Robbie Williams will do? Robbie Williams is the new FIFA music ambassador and has co-written the first official anthem to the or of the international football governing body, which was aired for the first time in public. The singer's song called Desire debuted at the Club World Cup's opening match in Miami, Florida. Well, music connects, but also connect if you try the language. And Spanish is numero uno for languages. It's overtaken French as the most popular foreign language, GCSE figure suggests. Provisional data for England shows exam entries for French GCSE tests this summer were down by 1.9% from 130,650 to 128,155. So GCSE entries for German have also fallen by 7.6% over the past year, which means from 35,110 to 32,430. Maybe I should occasionally speak a little bit German on this channel here, and maybe some people get interested in learning German. Well, say it with music, say it in another language, say it with flowers, or say it with a church bell. Church bells that have not been rung for more than 90 years have once again sounded in a Somerset village. The chimes at St. Andrew's Church, Compton Dundon, fell into disrepair in the 1900s and by 1935 could only be heard if struck with a hammer. But after a six-year campaign, they have been fixed to ring out again. I wonder if the bells ring now when just one button is pressed. Sometimes they do it with technology. Improvement? Well, here's an improvement in driving. Yes, self-driving bus takes to the road. A self-driving bus has begun service in Belfast. The eight-seater Highlander, which is Northern Ireland's first driverless vehicle, will provide a free shuttle service around the Titanic Quarter in a pilot project until September. The vehicle, which has a safety operator on board, has been described as the first step to fully driverless systems in the UK. This is a groundbreaking project for Northern Ireland and is a step towards fully driverless transport, said Belfast Harbour's Mike Dawson. Well, soon there will be driverless cars and trains. It's a matter of concentration for these chess players who sit on a train to think, have we got a driver or not? Well, they better be playing. Yes, and the chess players were playing on a train with driver or none. I think they had a driver, to be honest. The first chess tournament on board a moving train has taken place in the West Midlands. A group of eight players swapped pawns and queens on a two-hour return journey from Birmingham New Street to Lichfield Trent Valley as they marked International Chess Day. Co-founder Abdirahim Haji said, "We hope this inspires more people to pick up the game, whether it's in a park, at a coffee shop, or even on their commute." Winner Paddy Mulvey said, "I kept focus despite the lovely scenery going past." While booking train tickets can end up with a transport challenge. I think we all had a bit of a niggle with that. And the HS2 train ride, or train line, challenges run up significant costs. Yes, high-speed train costs. Well, we know that for years, or have been knowing it for years. And the HS2, the high-speed train 2, has incurred significant cost because public bodies have launched 9 legal challenges against it, the Transport Secretary Heidi Alexander said. She noted that in almost all cases the courts found in favour of the high-speed rail scheme between London and Birmingham, HS2 Limited was given the power to construct the railway in February 2017. So is it just one company who does it all and rakes all the money in? Well, where did all the money go? Do we need speed? Or ready, get, set, slow. Yes, competitors blazed a slippery trail at the World Snail Racing Championship at Grimston Cricket Club in Congham, Norfolk at the weekend. Also slow, but determined, was this tortoise. A reward offered, yes, for runaway tortoise. A £200 reward has been offered for the safe return of a tortoise that has been on the run for 8 days. The 20-year-old leopard tortoise named Shelley has been spotted by a number of members of the public since escaping from her garden in Shillingford Abbot in Devon. She but remains on the loose. Nick Phillips, Shelley's owner, said he had used a thermal camera to look for her, and the reward was a slight encouragement to get the public to help. Shelley is believed to be capable of travelling more than half a mile a day, but it is feared she may not find enough to eat in the wild. Well, I wonder what tortoises eat, but I mean... Another animal found a way of feeding itself, and he did not live on green leaves. The fugitive pig hams it up in a greenhouse. Yes, it sounds green, but a couple were shocked to discover a gigantic half-blind pig asleep in their greenhouse after it broke into their back garden and ate all their carrots. Lauren Londors and Jordan Walsh found the escaped pig snoozing after it made a dash for freedom from a nearby farm. Jordan phoned around before a local farm confirmed one of their pigs, named Patrick, had managed to escape overnight. But it was unable to collect Patrick until 8 p.m. that evening, so Lauren and Jordan barricaded him into the greenhouse where he had made himself at home. Well, there are goat gardeners talking about greenhouse and shrubs and carrots and green leaves. Goat gardeners are on camp clean-up duty. Yes, a 10-week trial is underway using a herd of goats to protect a 1-mile illustrated trail around Cawthorne Roman Camps, a 2,000-year-old military site on the North York Moors. The Royal Golden Guernsey goats will act as conservation grazers, eating away invasive shrub and brambles and bracken. Tidying up a historical site is a good idea, actually a great idea. Tidying up streets is a good idea and a good deed, and it's even better, yes. And there was a perfect surprise for litter pickers. Volunteer rubbish gatherers came across a different sort of litter when they were sweeping up a Peterborough street. It was a box with 6 kittens inside. The baby felines were discovered by Peterborough litter Wombles, who handed them over to a cat rescue charity. The charity said the kittens were in good health and were being cared for by fosterers before they would be rehomed. The healthy kittens will be placed for adoption when they are old enough, the charity has said. And what about this? Lovers were reunited. Something was found and it reunited the lovers. It was a 1960s letter which somebody fished from a canal. Love letters written in 1962 that were found in a canal have been returned to the couple who wrote them. The 32 letters, date-stamped 1962 and postmarked Nottingham, were discovered by a magnet fisher near a shopping park in Birmingham. After they were shown on local television, they were identified as belonging to Arthur and Janet Sims in Grantham, now in Lincolnshire, who married in 1965. The letters had been stolen in a burglary, the couple revealed. Mr. Sims said, "We were broken into and I didn't realise they were missing." Her husband said of his feelings about what he wrote back in the 1960s, "I'm still who I am. I still feel the same." Well, I think after all those years he couldn't really say anything different, could he? Treasures back in safe hands again. Well, that's it, and that's a good story. And another treasure was returned to a good home. The bluebird was returned to the speed record site. Well, maybe you remember the Bluebird, the first car to reach a speed of 150 miles per hour. It will return to Pendine Sands in Carmarthenshire, where the feat was recorded 100 years ago. Malcolm Campbell's 350 horsepower Sunbeam car, Bluebird, will undertake a ceremonial start-up in front of Campbell's grandson, Don Wales. As far as I remember, it sunk in the lake and then it was discovered, was retrieved and restored. A lot older than 100 years was this find, a Roman coin from AD, after Domini, 69. A Roman coin believed to be the first of its kind found in the UK has sold for nearly £5,000. The coin, dated to AD 69, portrays the Emperor Aulus Vitellius, who ruled for 8 months during a period known as the Year of the Four Emperors. Ron Walters, 76 years of age, found it with a metal detector at Wall Heath near Dudley last year. Someone else turned a discovery into cash. A ring was bought for £15 and it might sell for thousands of pounds. A rare royal mourning ring was found and it's worth thousands of pounds if it's up for auction soon, after being bought from a charity shop for just £15. The ring dates back to the early 19th century when it was commissioned by George IV, the Prince Regent at the time, to commemorate his younger sister, Princess Amalia, after her death. It was discovered when a client brought the item to auctioneer Charles Hanson, unaware of its significance, having purchased it for just £15 in a charity shop in Leicester. The ring is expected to fetch between £3,000 and £5,000. So, finding old items can be turned into good money. No money for rubbish. Well, no money, but still a good feeling. 8,000 bags of litter collected from roads, but clean streets are now the safe thing. Almost 8,000 bags of litter were collected by National Highways as part of a nationwide effort to clean up motorways and major A roads this spring. That equates to approximately 65 tons, the weight of about 50 cars of rubbish dumped on the roadside of England's major roads. The agency said that 30% more rubbish was collected than in the same period last year. Well, we all should help occasionally and pick up some rubbish which others leave. It's not nice, but if we can do a good deed, that actually helps the environment. Does rubbish or dust make you sneeze? Maybe this is why some people don't pick it up. Well, it's a bit of a bad excuse. Or is it hay fever, grass, pollen, or any other scent? There's a new treatment for hay fever. Tens of thousands of people in England are set to benefit from a new treatment that provides long-term relief for the symptoms of hay fever. Betula verrucosa, sold under the brand name Itulazax 12 SQ Bet, is an under-the-tongue immunotherapy tablet that contains birch pollen extract. The drug trains the immune system to tolerate tree pollen over 3 years of daily use. It has been recommended as an option on the NHS for people whose hay fever symptoms persist even after taking antihistamines or using nasal sprays, by the National Institute for Health and Care and Excellence. So be well, stay safe, till next time with me. Enjoy the sunshine, don't sneeze. It's goodbye from me, goodbye from Uta.